Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2. All right, let's go. That's right. The Most High's gathered in Israel. I'm Elder Rick Harshiar of the Gathering of Christ Church here with an impromptu broadcast. Okay, impromptu. All right. And I wanted to open up the lines before the Sabbath come in so that you can check in. And what I like to do is give weekly reports to let everyone know what's going on with the church, what's going on in prophecy, and how to link more so in with the body as the time grow near, okay? So ever so often, you're going to see these impromptus probably Fridays before the sun go down, sometime in between the day, okay? In between, you know, the morning and before the sun go down, I'm going to try to do something like this on Fridays, even if it's just for an hour to check in to see what's going on out there, to open up the lines early for you all, okay? 515-605-9327. First of all, I would like to say all praises be to the Most High, Ahaya Bahashim Yeshaya Wavirwak, the God of Israel. I would like to thank him for the opportunity through his grace to come before you all. I thank the Most High for sending his son as a sacrifice for the sins of our nation. And I pray that the Most High sends protection in this time of trouble. Okay? We pray. It's no time for games anymore. It's time to really focus on the time we live in prophetically in preparation for what's to come. Before the Most High did away with any empire, he sent men to talk to the people. And this has happened since the beginning. All that's the Bible narrative. Since the beginning, when a society goes out of control, the Most High send watchmen to warn the people of what? An impending judgment. Okay? Now, jumping right in, I wanted to go into a few things real quick. This is what I would call our Mark of the Beast report. Yeah, that's a good title for this particular impromptu check-in. Check-in episode 2 is the Mark of the Beast report. Now, for those who don't know the Mark of the Beast and what is that, anyone who, unless you've been living under a rock, the Bible in the book of Revelation, the apocalyptic book, understand that John, one of the disciples, was exiled to the Isle of Patmos by the Romans. And there he met Christ. Christ gave him the understanding of what would happen in the last days. And when you go into Revelation, the 13th chapter, it breaks down the fourth beast, who through technology would have lion wonders. Okay, lion wonders, technology that would put the whole world in awe of the God that's controlling this world, who have given the Roman Empire, the fourth beast, its power. This beast would have power to have fire drop out of the air. That's right. Military force, nuclear capability. And the whole earth would wonder after this beast. But at the very end, to suppress and keep the whole earth under servitude, that beast would do what? It would provide, listen to me clearly, this particular beast would provide a scenario in which the system, the citizens of the earth would be divided. And those who have always enjoyed the blessings of the beast would need to take a side. So Christ showed John this. Say, listen, Satan is going to put it all out there, but then he's going to pull it back. He's going to put it all out there, and the people are going to think it's blessings, but he has a plan with it. You can have enjoyment, fun, parties, tradition, anything you want for a cost. See? So Christ showed him this. Say, listen, this God at the very end, the God over the Romans, will require, brothers and sisters, the obedience of the world and appreciation for the world him and the Masonic order afforded them. So no games no more. You must take on a mark to show your obedience and appreciation for the system that was established. That's right, the system you're living under. So Christ showed him, like, listen, at the very end, this beast, the Roman Empire, controlled through Satan, this beast would do what? Through his technology and wonders. He would administer at the very end of time a mark. A mark. The same way the righteous are marked through the Holy Spirit, Satan has an artificial mark, where no man would be able to buy or sell unless he has what? The mark. Now, picking up from where I left off Wednesday, let me pull up Eastward. For those who would like to follow us real quick in Revelation, picking up from where I left off, Revelation 13 reads, it says, and he do great wonders, 13 and 13, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That's right. It shows that this beast at the very end would have nuclear capability and would put the whole earth in fear by what? Its weaponry. That's right. Its weaponry. What Christ was showing John was at the very end, there would be a military force that would do what? That would rock the earth. That would rock the earth with nuclear capability. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki, when they dropped those bombs on Japan, was just the tip of the iceberg. Listen to me now. I got honey on my hand real quick. I had to make some tea real quick. Yeah, I had to go to the beast place to get the me some tea. They got this thing called the medicine bomb. So, you know, we are subjected to these beast stores right now. But anyway, real quick, let me get this up. One second, folks. Okay, I'm right back with you. All right. Okay, that's good. Thank you for your patience. All right. It tells us about a beast who would through technology, when you break this down, these are technological miracles, right? And he says, he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. Now, by their powers, military, education, science, they would do what? They would begin to deceive the people. The people would now fall in line in fear of this particular God, his world. And by deception, folks, people would begin, listen to me clearly, people would then begin to do what? With their power, they would begin to minimize or not appreciate the power that's in them. With that fear, our people would, the people are deceived, because keep in mind what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to make us believe that his power on earth is power than the God we as a nation, as a people, once served. Through the miracles and the technology and all these things, we will forget the God who made all and begin to what? Trust the scientist. Man, look at their technology. Look at their missiles. Look at their nanotechnology, the computer, the smartphone. We will begin to honor the fallen gods over the God of Israel. So that deception is what? We're honoring what? The technology component of Satan, more so than the God who have hurled him to this realm. But I digress. Let me finish breaking it down, because I don't want to spend too much time on this. It says, he doeth great wonders, that he make a fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. He's deceiving our people. Because why? Satan only has the power that man relegate to him. There would be no technology if what? He wasn't able to sever from society the people God made to build his technology. Without servants, he's nothing. See? So instead of us working to build our kingdom, Christ's kingdom, God's kingdom, you know what? We've been relegated to appreciating Satan's kingdom. By what? By receiving a job. Total deception. We're working for and through a kingdom that's destined, according to this same prophetic book, to be destroyed. Listen to me clearly now. And to deceive of them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. Now, then it says right here, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that you should make an image to the beast, which had the womb by a sword and did live. Now, that usually confused people there, because in these scriptures, it would make you believe that it's talking about a physical image or a statue. No. In order to understand the image it was talking about, you have to understand the empire that what? That was wounded by the sword. That's right. It was us, the children of Israel, that wounded Rome. The generals of Rome, black men, Septimius Severus and Picenius Niger, These are black generals that were in the Roman army that began to divide what? To divide Europe politically. They came against us. We infiltrated them in their armies, and we began to sever out black nobility all through Europe. And that deadly Rome was wounded by the sons of Jacob, our people. So it tell you that they would make a mark to an image of the beast who was wounded. Rome would be repackaged as the daughter of Babylon, And this new image would be sold to the world as the image to the beast. It's speaking of a certain lifestyle that we would choose over the kingdom of God. It's an image. It's status. It's status. It's street cred. It's popularity under Satan's system. And most people would do what? They would choose the mark of the beast to keep what? That image. That image that was afforded in Rome that was wounded, and the image of the earth that all the earth copy is what? The image of the American lifestyle. What a setup. What a setup. We worked all of our lives to build up this image, and now we're met with what? A choice. We're met with a choice. That was a deception. The choice now lies with, must I give all this up? Or better yet, what can I do to sustain it? I've worked all my life for this life, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to keep this image. Well, Satan has a plan. He gave you the image for a time, total freedom and liberty to operate under his world. Right? Then it says right here. And it says, let me go straight to it. The 15th verse, 13 and 15. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the beast, that the image of that beast should both speak and cause that as many would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So if you don't want to do what? Comply to the lifestyle afforded to you by the Masonic system, by the Masonic grid, then guess what? They say, guess what? You die then. We won't allow you to eat. We will not allow you to drink. You cannot partake in Satan's kingdom against his kingdom. You must show your obedience through a badge of servitude. And this is what Christ showed John. And he called them all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. That mark, it tells you right here in the Greek, karagma. Karagma in the Greek. Sometimes you have to go into that Greek and get those words. And the Old Testament is the Hebrew, New Testament is the Greek. Get those words to see what it means in context. And that's why I'm able to break it down to you according to how it was shown, right? Not according to how the Christian church is trying to deceive people concerning the apocalyptic time through Roman theologian deception. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to read this Bible and go into the original words and definitions to figure out what God is saying. Guess what? The Bible is simple. Like I said in the Hebrew and Bible Academy commercial, it's man that make understanding him hard. Just read the words and understand the words. Is that clear? It's easy to comprehend when man is not in the way deceiving you. So what is that mark? It tells us the word mark is karagma. Karagma. A scratch. That means something breaks the skin. Or etching. Something breaks the skin. This is what Christ is showing John on the Isle of Patmos. And it says a scratch or etching. An etching is under the skin. That is a stamp of servitude, a badge of servitude. It must be something that the world powers recognize for your obedience to the beast. Who is Satan? Who is Satan? Or you can't go to school You will be humiliated. You got to walk around wearing a mask, cover your face, which is really, I showed in many lessons, that's really a psychological form of torture. They did this, and that's right, in Iraq, when they invaded Iraq. The first thing they did was blindfolded some of the people and made the women wear masks as a form of humiliation. Psychological warfare. Anyone tell you, even during slavery, they would put yokes around our mouths as a form of torture. They'll shame you and make it where, here it is, you go outside, you can't really get your fashion together or whatever the case is. You can't even smile at other people. That's torture, folks. They're like, listen, you can go out and do all that if you're willing to take the badge of servitude. Now, why am I going here? The badge of servitude. News. More will be covered in the Hebrew and Bible Academy this coming Sunday. The rival of Elon Musk. And let me tell you, Elon Musk is in with this too, okay? He's picking up on the technological side where who? You got it. Where Steve Jobs left off. But they're going to play the good cop, bad cop scenario, okay? Elon Musk is has his hands. He's one of their lieutenants also. Rival of Elon Musk, Neuralink, cleared by FDA to test brain chips in humans. Now, they've been doing this. They've been doing this, folks, since the 70s. Matter of fact, before that, since the Vietnam War, they've been putting chips in people. See, but the FDA can only approve it for what? You got it. Regular citizenship as consumers of it. But here it is. If you have ever been enrolled in the army or military, any military, you lose your sovereign rights as a citizen. So under that, they can do all types of things without the restrictions that a citizen would have afforded under their country's law. They've always chipped military people and all that. When you get a chance, if you haven't seen the movie already, check out Denzel Washington movie, Manchurian Candidate. But now they're looking to roll this out for the world. Rival, this is from The Observer, rival of Elon Musk, Neuralink, cleared by FDA to test brain chips in humans. This was the plan the whole time. Now, I didn't need Elon Musk or The Observer or Modern Day News to tell me this was going to be approved. Why? Because Christ told John that this would be approved in the Bible. Okay? When you go to Revelation 13, it tells us in 16, he calls of all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. In their foreheads. And when you go to foreheads in the Greek, now, for all you people who claim that the Bible was tampered with and the Bible isn't real, give us some understanding out of any book that have prophesied this, what we're talking about today, 100% accuracy. From any book that have ever been penned on earth, man couldn't have done this by himself. So all that book was written by man. Man could not be this exact, 100% chronology concerning the end times. Impossible. Head, the face, the forehead, the forehead, the forehead. See, I didn't need them to tell me. For some of you, it might be groundbreaking news. It might be groundbreaking news for you all. But nearly 2,000 years ago, this was shown in a vision to John the Revelator. John the Revelator seen this. Now, One other thing I want to say before I open up the calls, and I have a few announcements to make. Let me go here before I go there. One moment. Yes, right here. There's a company by the name of DARPA. Follow me here. We're bringing this around full circle to why now they're making mandates to turn citizens against one another by barring people out of social gatherings, pressuring companies to not allow people to come in if they don't follow the protocols of the beast. Now, of course, I was going to tie this around full circle, bring it around full circle. DARPA. Now, for the sake of the algorithm, we're not going to call it something 19. We're going to put it in reverse. We're going to put it in reverse. We're going to call it DOVIC 91, spelled backward. DOVIC 91, spelled backward. So if you come in, if you need to say the word, it's DOVIC 91, spelled backwards. Okay? Get around these algorithms. Also, if you're going to talk about the juice, you don't have to keep it on that, because when we check in, it's whatever you would like to talk about, even if you want to ask questions, right? If you would like to do so, make sure you call it the Jim Jones juice. But the Jim Jones juice is only a precursor. It's only a precursor for them implementing, that's right, the mark of the beast. This is just segueing into it. Now, there are a few beta tests. All of the juice they're giving out doesn't have the same stuff in it. This is why they had different companies administer what one company could have administered. See? Johnson & Johnson, this, that, and the other. Why do you think they do that? To deceive and to confuse the people. And by doing so, also putting some of the real stuff out there to test the people who have gotten the real stuff, the beast stuff, the agent that will eventually be the last step in, that's right, in this world reset for Satan's children to be identified. It says the Defense Research Project Agency, DARPA, is a research and development agency of the United States Department of Defense, the Department of Defense now, military, responsible for the development of emerging technologies for use by the military. Interesting. Originally known as the Advanced Research Projects Agency, the agency was created on February 7, 1958 by President Dwight D. Eisenhower in response to the Soviet launching of Sputnik 1 in 1957. Now, they always use this communist boogeyman as a pretext of creating technology that even Russia picks up to be used against their citizens. So it's the left-right paradigm, the red-blue paradigm. It's the good cop, bad cop, but really, it's Rome using both wings of the bird. Democracy and communism is no different than how they use it on a level to control citizens when they invoke or put out Democrat or Republican. But I digress. By collaborating with academia, industry, and government partners, DARPA formulates and executes research and development projects to expand the frontiers of technology and science, often beyond immediate U.S. military requirements. So they step in where the military of the United States leaves off. That means the technology of the United States has a ceiling. DARPA comes in and say, well, listen, we're going to advance what you're dealing with to the next level. Okay, you're out of your pay grade. It's time to speed up technology by us. That's right, taking control, using your technology and advancing it. The Economist has called DARPA. Now, this is from Wiki, folks. You can look this up yourself. It's out there. The Economist has called DARPA the agency that shaped the modern world and pointed out that the Moderna Dovic 91 spelled backward jab, the Moderna Dovic 91 jab also sits alongside of what? Weather satellites? Look at this. It sits next to what? What does one have to do with the other? One, the Dovic 91 spelled backward jab is one of DARPA's creations. Along with weather satellites, that's weird. Weather satellites? Well, let me go back up there again. Thing that went haywire on me, ain't it? Huh? What does weather satellites have to do with the, with the Dovic 91 spelled backward stuff? Maybe you're being watched with satellites. I don't know. Just guessing. I don't know. Somehow it's tied together. My opinion, I don't know. Along with GPS, global positioning systems, where even if you lose or leave your phone at home, you'll still be able to get tracked. Drones. Oh, you may try to run with the stuff up in you. You may try to run. You may turn off your phone and think it's all good. Okay? Just like Enemy of the State, you'll be like Will Smith meeting the guy in the elevator. He's saying, take off your shoes. You got a tracker there. Take off your watch. You got a tracker there. They've tracked your home. Give me your phone. You're going to get us both destroyed. But what if it's no longer an outside device? What if it's actually in your bloodstream? The drones can now, that's right, isolate on you as the core subject. Now, why would the military defense need to have the Dovic 91 spelled backward connected with satellites and drones? Man, this is becoming weird. I mean, I read this morning. I'm like, man, this is deep. This is deep. Huh? You got that? Moderna? I mean, what is a military defense system doing in medicine? But I digress. Weather satellites, GPS, drones, stealth. That means you're not going to see it coming. See, the Bible talks about that great science and wonders of this beast. It's talking about its technology. Christ showed this to John on the Isle of Patmos. Oh, you think that's something. This is what they've been testing in your phone. Voice interfaces. That's right. Voice interfaces. Sometimes you say something in your house and it's just a private conversation you have with someone. And guess what? An advertisement picks up. An advertisement on the next time you browse your internet, advertise what you were talking privately in your home about. Oh, yeah, man, I'm thinking about going down. I need some garden tools. You know, I'm thinking about getting something from my garden. And here it is. You didn't browse yet. You go directly to the internet, and guess what comes up? Home Depot has a sale on garden tools. Right? Here we go. Voice interfaces. Personal computer. Oh, ain't that cute? Oh. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Personal computers and the internet. And this is why they call the internet the World Wide Web. Why is it called the World Wide Web? You got it. Because it's like this. When a spider spins his web, brothers and sisters, or her web, they don't have to eat dinner just yet. The whole time that little insect is caught on that web, it's moving around, it's rolling, it's thinking it can probably get free. Instances where some bugs did get free from webs. They'll break the web, or it depends on what bug it is. But the spiders sit there like this and just check you out. Watch where you're going, who you're connecting with, and all that, because who knows? You're just one part of the meal. Maybe the noise you're making will draw more food for the spider. All the noise you're trying to make moving around, maybe your cousin, your insect cousin is going to come around and try to find you, and now he got another one. And then he got another one. And then he has another one. And then once he feel like, well, okay, I think I got enough for about 2-3 days, he'll go down and begin to spin his web on each of its victims. That's why they call the internet the World Wide Web. Okay? It has its benefits, but DARPA has its plan for the web. Its plan was to say, well, there's a certain segment of the population that we need to trap under Satan's order before they convert under Christ, before they leave. That's right. Listen to me clearly. They leave the power and the God they've been given energy to through their sin. People that give the fallen gods who rule this world their power, not our God. They get their power from the resources called humans. So Satan was like, oh no, those Israelites are out there converting people. They're doing this, doing that. These people are going to wake up, realize they were deceived, and they're going to run up under that God that we have no power. We have no power to pose the God of Israel. If they go up under that God, they're protected. Let's shut everything down and let's take our subjects. Let's take our subjects now before these people run under the protection of God. We need a mark. We need a mark, and these people must voluntarily accept the mark over the God of the Bible that these people claim they serve. We want these religious people, we want them outright on the front line telling people that it's God's will that they take this stuff. We want them to align themselves with us publicly, tie themselves with us. For the people begin to run to a side that we cannot oppose. Let me tell you, folks, that's the time we're in. Satan is playing for keeps. Satan is playing for keeps, and I thought I'll put that DARPA thing out there to let y'all know where we'll, as we go with this, I'm going to be giving you Mark of the Beast updates regularly as much as I can. And the same way, understand, the same way Satan has a mark, Christ has a mark. Satan's mark is artificial. Christ's mark is spiritual. We receive that mark by renouncing our sins, coming back to the law, statutes, and commandments given to Moses, and lay down our sins in the water under baptism to receive the gift of sons. At that point, this world has no power over you. Okay? So I wanted to put that out there real quick, and I'm going to open up the lines in 1 second. But before I do, I would like to thank you all for continually supporting the Gathering of Christ Church. And I would and I humbly ask you, if you haven't subscribed already, please go to our main page, A Gathering 144, the page you're on. Make sure you go to the main page, the home of A Gathering 144, and hit subscribe. Now, a lot of you hit subscribe already, but I need more help to get this upward past 100,000 subscribers. Hitting the subscription isn't enough. To subscribe isn't just enough, okay? We also need you to go and hit the bell at our main page, A Gathering 144, okay? Hit that bell, and then you click on, there's a drop down, and you click on that you would like to receive all notifications and live videos. Okay, we need you to not just hit subscribe, because some people think that's enough. No, go to the main page and ask for notifications. And a great help is every time you come to view one of our lives, make sure you hit the like button. That drives the algorithm. And I'm going to start putting up 10-minute clips. We're going to start throwing some stuff. I'm working with some people overseas who are going to help me with this. Throw some stuff on TikTok and other platforms, 10-minute clips, just to get ourselves to diversify all over the place while the web is still, you know, allowing us, you know, to freely flow on their system. Okay? Now, before I open up the lines real quick, understand the Bible prophesied this. And brothers and sisters, while there's still time, the Most High is sending a spirit out there. And I'm going to go into it tomorrow to say, listen, don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about what happened yesterday with your life, because it's too much to try to untangle. A lot of us think we have to untangle our past and then seek the Most High. No. We can't change the mistakes we made in the past. Get your house in order. All that stuff, I don't think God, I'm not ready for God yet and all this. That's some crap you learn in the Christian church and all that. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared and all that. And God knows my heart and all that. No. Christ is saying, listen, don't worry about your past. There's too much darkness back there, too much guilt. And through the guilt, you cannot serve properly. You can't serve the Most High guilty. But Christ took away that guilt on Calvary, so that if anyone try to bring out something or try to say something about your past or say something about that, like, listen, you point them straight to the cross. Say, listen, I'm worthy to serve the living God. I have the right as a person this day to change my actions on earth, to become a son of the Most High by picking up, following the commandments of Christ. That's where grace comes in at. Now, if you want to be a Sadducee and Pharisee and stone me then. This is what you tell me, because what people, oh, they think they holy, they think they better than others. Oh, you didn't have this problem when I was in sin. When I operated just walking the earth as a victim, so that you can look at me and compare your life to me and say, well, at least, yeah, I need this person down, because at least I can show forth that my life, my image of the beast is better than yours. Some people like to see you in sin and won't have no problem witnessing your sin. It's not until you decide to renounce that sin that other people who knew you were doing bad will begin to look down on you and try to claim, like, you think you better than everybody? Oh, so I was okay when I was in the gutter, when I was going out at clubs with you and selling my body short, when I was whoremongering, when I was doing this. Satan wants us to live in guilt. He wants us to live in guilt. So I'm saying, brothers and sisters, don't let anyone try to guilt you. Because what they're saying is, you're not worthy, you need to stop, you should just die in sin. That's what they're telling you. When they try, oh, look at what you did there, or look at what you did back there, or look at what you did back there. You know why they're saying that? Because if you ask them, okay, so what do you want me to do? Stop serving this God I serve? What is your answer because of what happened in the past? What is your answer for me? Folks, do not let anyone guilt you. We are worthy. Understand, you are worthy. If they speak against you, if they say something against you, it's because Satan is upset. Why? Because he's lost another brick in his, that was a part of the Tower of Babel, his spiritual Babel. He's lost another brick in his that was holding up his kingdom. That's why they'll try to shame you and say, look at this, look at that. Yeah, but you guess what? You was at the party with me. You did all this with me, and not once did you pull it up my past. Because why? The world love its own. But because you're not of the world and Christ chose you, the world hates you. They'll never bring up your wickedness when you're in wickedness with them, when you're out there with them. It's when you choose to say, listen, today I'm going to change my life for the better. That's when swords are drawn. But I'm going to tell you, and I don't have to tell you. The Bible tells you. Christ is telling you, brothers and sisters, that you are worthy. You are worthy. So don't even deal with the past. Get your house in order and come under the covenant of the Almighty, because Satan right now, as we speak, that's right, is severing out from the world society those who belongs to them and him, and he's going to keep them. And we're not going to be in the midst. You're not going to be in the midst, okay? Lukewarm in the middle. Everyone have to choose a side now. Come on over. Christ is waiting. Don't worry about what you did yesterday. Get your house in order. Don't even worry about yesterday. If someone want to talk about yesterday, you go back to Christ and say, listen, if anyone could have had an art of vengeance to accuse someone, Christ could have. And at the very end, when they mocked him, lied on him, all types of evil against him, he looked before the Father. Before he gave up the spirit, he looked down and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He didn't say, well, Father, kill him because he did this. He accused me wrong. He hurt me. That's the guy beat me. That's the guy spat on me. Father, kill him. No. Father, these people ain't worthy. He died because no one would be worthy. And when he said, forgive them for they know not what they do, he wasn't just talking about those during the time of his public lynching. And folks, there's a public lynching going on right now for those who don't want to choose the mark of the beast. That's a whole nother subject. But it wasn't just forgiving those who did that to him back then. He was actually looking backward to those who followed him and forward to those who would be in captivity, those in exile under Babylon. He was asking the Father to forgive our people, for they know not what they do. And he was saying that forward to our time today. Brother, sister, and I'm saying this right out. This is why they're inundating you with billboards and advertisements of sickness, mental health, asking, do you have mental health issues? They want you to live under guilt, under fear and under sickness. This is why they're inundating you. You need to sit down and talk to somebody, your past, and you're this, that, and the other, and they want you to be constantly reminded of your failures. They want you to be reminded of your failures. But with Christ, there is no failure if you're willing to forget about that and become a new person today and serve the living God. See, they don't like what I'm saying. Because Satan and his agents cannot hold anything against you. Huh? So I'm going to leave it there. Another thing I would like y'all to help, because there's a certain number that we're looking for to get to in the Hebrew and Bible Academy. And I would like, if you haven't enrolled already, go to historytimes.org. Historytimes.org and enroll in the academy. It's only week three. What we're going to be breaking down this Sunday has never been broken down like it before. The promises of Abraham, and we're going to bring it up to our modern day times. We're going to show you what happened to Abraham when he was a baby, all of that, how Nimrod was trying to kill him as a baby. We're going to go into that component, and then we're going to go all the way to that son that was prophesied out of Christ, to show you the true breakdown when it comes to what? Abraham's promise. Because they're teaching you in the Christian church straight lies that Abraham's promise is to all who believe in Christ, which is partially true, but it's lying through omission. Abraham's promise goes to a specific bloodline in this earth, who we are. The promises are to us who are in Christ, the physical children of Israel. But through us receiving the promise, we will be able to do what? We will give the Gentiles their inheritance. Christ gives the inheritance to us, the kingdom. We give, the Israelites who make it, gives the Gentiles their inheritance. And I'm going into that. I'm going to break down what the Christians show, who came up with their ideology and philosophy and the meaning for their lies. And then I'm going to go into the truth concerning the promise, Abraham's seed. Please don't miss this. Enroll week three, historytimes.org, Hebrew and Bible Academy. And it supports the work because we have to take what we have tangible and turn what we have liquid, whatever that is, and turn that into something tangible that can help our people. That's right. When they go all the way into the mark of the beast reset, food is going to be needed on the real deal. Provisions are going to be needed. All of that. Well, we have to turn that into something tangible while there's still opportunity. And this is why I ask you, I thank you when y'all put send to the Cash App and send to us and the Academy, because we understand one day the bank's going to be closed. They're going to say, listen, no one can actually receive their finances without this or without that. So all money must be turned into something tangible before that time happens. So I'm going to ask you, first of all, thank you for your support that you've done up until this time. I say a humble thank you, all right? But understand that it's not over. We have to make it to the end, and we have to plan while there's still opportunity, all right? So helping the church is one of many ways, okay? But then you have to look at yourself and say, well, okay, if something was to happen, would I be able to sustain for a week, a month? Until things calm down. Make sure you're looking into your household to make sure there's provisions, dry goods, food, water, a network in case you have to leave your house and go somewhere else temporarily. Get all those things in place now. Satellite phones in case cell phones go down. They are expensive, but you only need two. One with you and someone who you would communicate with or vice versa. If that person have to leave their house and go to your house or whatever the case might be. So I just want to put that out there, and I'm going to do another preparation broadcast soon, and I'm going to bring Truman in next Wednesday so we can do another herb, a healing on what herbs to get if you're dealing with any particular sicknesses. We're going to have Truman come on next Wednesday, and he's going to give us an update on what herbs to get to have in your home, being that now they're trying to make you jump through hoops just to get hospital service for the most minute thing. So we're going to have to learn how to take care of ourselves to some degree, unless it's an acute emergency. If we can heal ourselves with certain elements and get in front of it with preventive herbal treatment, then guess what? That's one hospital visit you don't have to worry about having to jump through these hoops and now have to deal with the Dovic 91 in reverse. Okay. All right. Now, before I open up the calls, let me put this out there. I'm going to have Truman come on this Wednesday so we can talk about the healing. What are the natural ways people can heal, you know, who has certain diagnosis? He's a doctor in the herb field. Okay. Of course, he can't tell you what not to do when it comes to going to your doctor. That's your business. But you would rather use the herbs of the earth for healing because, you know, that's what God gave us from the beginning. So I'm going to have that Wednesday. And, you know, as another service to you all to get in, to get prepared and to have even herbs in your house. Okay. Another thing I wanted to talk about, I'm going to go into next Wednesday, that there was some reports on that building that fell in Florida. I've seen some reports on that. Well, that building that didn't just collapse. You notice that happened during the season where all of the college students were flocking down into Florida for their spring break. That didn't just happen by chance. It wasn't no building that just collapsed. When you look at the side of that building and look it up, it looks just like the World Trade Center. How do a building reinforced with steel just collapse like that? No. When you look at that, it looks just like the World Trade Center, but I digress. I'm going to go into that this coming Wednesday. But what they did was they put something in the air, the same stuff that was in the air that was giving people poisons during the World Trade Center. A lot of people didn't make it through that. The air was thick. It was poison, asbestos, and all of that. So here it is. When that thing happened in Florida, that's right. There were storms that were taking all of that stuff from the building, all that stuff and over in Florida, and it started to give people respiratory issues. The same issues, brothers and sisters, who went, like the firefighters and the police force, those who ran into the World Trade Center, people are exhibiting the same respiratory issues that the frontline workers exhibited during the time of September 11th. I'm hearing of sicknesses all through Florida right now since that building collapsed. And I want to talk about that. I'm going to be going into that this coming Wednesday too. So we need to find out how we can detox, keep our body together in case there's a chemical dump or in case they use CERN or use HARP and chemtrails to have weather systems that would have us exhibit what? Cold symptoms. Allergic reactions. They're triggering people so that now we can believe that we got the Dovic 91 in reverse. Okay? So now you have to get in front of all this. A lot of you have to get in front of all this. Now, all right, I'll be done in a couple of minutes, so I need to open up the phone. Before I open up the phones, there's a few other things I need to show you. TTK, I pray for you. The sisters who did the song, I Pray For You, okay? They're right now in a contest that will get the Most High's name out there and the truth out there amongst others. They're in a contest. Fred Hammond has a gospel contest, and TTK, they're some of the finalists in it. There's some of the finalists in it, and they're part of our church. For those who haven't heard it, let me play a piece of I'll Pray For You real quick, because I told Bishop Azan that I would. Here's the sisters, TTK from the Dallas Body, who are now in this contest where they can actually, you know, win, and by winning, they're going to perform out there amongst the gospel circle to put Christ's name and the Most High's name are higher on the forefront. Thank you. Yes, brothers and sisters, do us a favor. Make sure you, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. Just hit that vote, the vote button for the Sisters TTK of the Dallas Body. What beautiful voices. And brothers and sisters, it's a blessing to get the Most High's name out there. In the name of Yeshaya, I'll pray for you. What a blessing. What a blessing. Also, for those who ask, I've seen a few people ask in the chat. I'm going to send this out. Let me put this out there for you real quick also. Okay. If you want to enroll in the Hebrew and Bible Academy, historytimes.org. 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 So let me put it up on the chat. You can always enroll in the Academy. You don't want to miss it. That's right. One lesson is more than what you've ever learned in any Christian setting, any Islamic setting. We guarantee it. Learn your book, Jews and Gentiles alike. All right, let's open up the calls and have you all check in. Whatever you would like to talk about, I'm going to open it up for 15 minutes. And let's go. 515-605-9327. And I also want to say, when it comes to that building that fell and all that, these are alleged. I don't have no proof on any of this, but I'm just tying two and two together with some of the information that's out there. So I can say allegedly. But I know when buildings fall and it gets in the air, one exhibits what? Respiratory issues. Okay. This is why when it comes to building sites, there's warnings put out there with that, some of that material, and they have it barred off so that people don't breathe. That's right. The contents they make buildings with. So what happens when the buildings, boom, collapse? All this stuff goes in the air and the world become poisoned. So I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but it's somewhat of a coincidence. It's somewhat of a coincidence that the same time those buildings fall, people in Florida are exhibiting flu-like symptoms. Just saying, allegedly. Now, all right, let me open up the calls. Thank you, brothers and sisters. You've been waiting on the calls patiently. So let me go to the calls one by one, starting with 412 area code. Hit one. Hit the one button, okay? Hit the one button, brothers and sisters, if you have question or comment on Blog Talk. Mark of this has been your Mark of the Beast report. 412 area code. Shalom.
Shalom, elders.
Shalom, you're live. Elders. Shalom.
How are you? Shalom.
I'm blessed to the Almighty. Talk to
you. I just have one question, though. You did a video on the God Gene and like couple months, like the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
Is it going to be available on Patreon? And what's the name of it?
Okay, the video that I'm going to put up, I'm going to put on Patreon, a separate page that things you need to know. Okay?
Okay.
The God Gene is going to be one of those. There's another video that's a video out there that we need to talk about. Sandy Hook. We need to talk about Sandy Hook. There's a video about that.
Okay.
And things that people need to know, not because all of these different events has a common thread. And it's the laws they pass under these events. And if you look at what they're about to do with the schools and all that under an emergency, in case something happens under what happened there, now they're able to lock people down and move your children without your permission. So there's allegedly under certain circumstances based on the laws to protect children. And I'm all for protecting children, but there's a lot of things like the gun control, the thing that happened with that, with the children and the shooting over in that area, the Sandy Hook thing, all the shootings, as well as what's going on with this campaign under the Dovic 91 spelled backwards. All of that has laws that will allow our country or the military and others, the police and others, to do things they would not normally be able to do under certain circumstances. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a page you need to know, and it's going to have videos like what really happened there during the time with those children and some lone nut, as they claim. Also, on the Patreon page will be them, you know, talking about the God gene, how they would administer a certain type of stuff that would attack the brain. No sooner someone get the stuff, they would begin to have headaches and things of that nature, when really they are attacking our neural senses, the temple of God, which is up here. You can get a heart transplant, but you've never seen someone live after getting a brain transplant, did you? Well, that's right, because this is where your spirit lies. Your spirit is in the brain. They can keep you alive on a machine as long as your brain is working. So some of this stuff will be used, and DARPA and others allegedly have discussed how to fix this problem with people connecting with God using a serum, using something that will etch under the skin and get into your bloodstream. So I'm going to put that on Patreon, and I'm going to give that to AC to do that almost immediately for you. Okay, sister?
I want it, Elder.
All right. Thank you. Bless you, and thank you for your call.
Bless you, too.
All right. All right. Check in. Our Mark of the Beast report. 226 area code. 226.
225? I think that's me.
I'm sorry. 225. That's you. I'm sorry.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to, first of all, thank you for checking in with us. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for all the wisdom and knowledge that you give us.
All praises be to the Most High.
Yes,
come on,
sir. And I wanted to say, I had a conversation with a close friend yesterday about the juice. And usually what I've been doing is avoiding to answer the question. So, like, if someone that I work with or if I don't know very well, if they ask me, I just tell them I don't discuss the juice, politics, or religion. It's just so much controversy. Because at some point, I feel like we're going to be targeted, you know. But I wanted to ask, can we fake the funk? If you know what I mean, like, not say yes to it, but is there a time where we can, I'm trying to say it correctly,
plagiarize
some things?
Is it okay? I would never, on a public platform or any other place, tell someone to do anything illegal or something that could get you in trouble, okay? So, you know, what I would say is you have to look at your personal circumstance. Be wise as serpent, harmless as doves, and do what you can without compromising your family to get your family out of harm's way. That's what I could tell you. All right? When it comes to the job, fulfill your employment duties according to the original agreement you made with them. Okay, I believe if you're working like me, when I was dealing with employment and working and whatever the case is, I believe in putting my best foot forward and becoming the best employee I could be. And it's about taking pride in anything that one would put their hands to. Okay, so
yeah,
do your job description and be the best at it. But understand, like I said the other day, where the boundaries are. The boundaries are here. I don't deal publicly with my medical choices. I've never done this, and I'm not going to begin that now. So that's where I draw the line. When someone asks me about it, I'm like, listen, excuse me, I'm here to do my job. And all of this talk, I hear this up, down, and around. Every place I go, this stuff is being talked about. I need to focus on my job. It's not in my job description, so.
Right.
So sometimes people have conversations, sister, and I'm going to let you have the last word, but it's like this. I don't discuss my medical choices at my job. That's the boundaries I've set for myself. But go on.
Okay. Yeah, I also wanted to say, without getting into too much because I'm trying to make it short, but years ago, like in the late 90s, I was in undergrad, and I had a professor of microbiology who was he was ex-military. And he pretty much, a lot of this stuff he foretold. He told us about different sicknesses and cancers, and he said they're still to come. And I remember asking him, how does he know this? And he said, I can't say too much. He said, but a lot of the sicknesses that we have were created through biological warfare. And he said, whatever the government shows us is about 20 years behind. So the technologies that we see now, they've had for over 20 years. And I think that that's interesting because every day I look up and it reminds me of stuff that he says and how they prepare us for this mark, even though I don't know that, I mean, the juice is not necessarily the mark is preparing us. I mean, look at how they check us now if we don't have a card per se. They're scanning our heads, and that's not the only way that they can take our temperature. I think it's just to program us or pre-program us to getting our heads scanned, kind of like when you go to Catholic Mass and they mark your head or your right hand, and then you go to Lent. So they've been working on this for a very long time. So I just wanted to share that with you because I thought it was interesting.
Very interested, and I'm glad, sister, that you are aware and not like most are willing to just put your head in this fan and believe that when that person told you that it was some level of conspiracy. And that's, and I'm going to place you on hold. Thank you, sister. All right, I appreciate that. That's another thing we're not hearing. We're not hearing that it seemed like the conspiracy theorists were right. I'm not hearing too much about conspiracies anymore. Huh? But anyway, 321 area code, 321 area code. Now they just flipped it and say, well, if you don't agree with things, you are a threat. You are a menace to society because now it's you. It's your thinking that's getting all these people sick. That's the phase they're going in now. It's not about conspiracy theorists. Now it's if you don't make the choice that's forced by the system, automatically you become the threat. Even though if everyone has the stuff, they should be protected by it, even if you come down with it, right? So don't try to make sense of this. It wasn't meant for you to make sense, okay? That's what psychological warfare does. It leaves you in a state of confusion. And through that state of confusion, whatever choice you make during that, they have an answer for. But if you stand still, they don't have an answer for it. But if you react to it, that's what the confusion does. It's to hit somebody at every area of what? Of that point of total confusion, indecision. But it's called the Hegelian dialectic. Okay? They put out the issue, the tree, and at the end of when you respond to it, it's their solution, and they'll make it seem as if you made the choice, the Hegelian dialectic. All right, let's go down the line. Let's see. I think I did 321, 407 area code. Mark of the Beast report, check in.
Shalom, Elder. How are you today?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahaya. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to ask two quick questions. Just, I guess, your opinion on how the Most High would look at this. So I have family members still in the church, my siblings, and they have taken a stance that they're definitely not taking the JJ juice. So I wanted to find out, they're still eating pork, though. They're still going to church on Sundays. So people that take a stand against the JJ juice, but not fully in this truth, how does the Most High, I guess, Or is the Most High still hedging them? Hello? Elder? Hello? Elder, are you there?
Hold on, folks. Can you have a go?